And finally tonight, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments this week in the controversial affirmative action case involving a white woman who claims she was denied entrance to the University of Texas because of her race. A decision is not expected until next June. The case is the subject of tonight's commentary. Here's Playthal Benjamin.
The case of Fisher versus the University of Texas dramatizes the fact that rulings by the Supreme Court can determine the life chances of entire groups of American citizens, especially the poor, the powerless, and minorities. The fate of Afro-Americans has been determined to an extraordinary degree by Supreme Court decisions. Several times there have been dramatic swings in the opinion of the High Court on the same issue, and the life chances of Afro-Americans were determined by those swings. Now the court is about to rule on a case that could radically decrease the chances of Afro-Americans to succeed in this country. If the court kills all affirmative action programs, it will cement the advantages whites have obtained due to over three centuries of race-based slavery and caste discrimination. Without affirmative action guidelines, the white majority will award the lion's share of the benefits offered by American society to their kith and kin. Hence, jobs for which racial minorities and women are equally qualified, or even slightly better, will be denied them in favor of white males who may be less qualified. This was the normal way of doing things before the advent of affirmative action programs. Hence, affirmative action requirements are trying to level the playing field, not give Afro-Americans and other minorities an unfair advantage. It has proven an effective remedy for the practice of systematic discrimination against the protected groups that restricted their chances of success in a highly competitive society in the past, and offers protection against institutional racism in American society today. There's a supreme irony in the fact that the present case involves race and admissions policy at the University of Texas, because it's the site of the landmark case Sweat versus Painter, which led to Brown versus the Board of Education and overturned segregation in American schools. In 1950, Herman Marion Sweat, a Houston, Texas mail carrier who aspired to become a lawyer, won a suit against the law school at the University of Texas, which had denied him admission solely because of his race. The Supreme Court's ruling found that the university's policies violated Sweat's constitutional rights under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, which had been defined as separate but equal in the court's ruling on the Plessy v. Ferguson case of 1896. When Sweat's lawyers convinced the court that a law school set up for black students was demonstrably inferior, the University of Texas Law School was forced to admit him. Now Abigail Fisher, a white female who was refused admission to the University of Texas, has filed a case charging racial discrimination under the Equal Protection Clause, claiming she was not admitted to the university because of her race. The basis for Ms. Fisher's charge is that a Texas program, which requires the University of Texas to admit the top 10% of all high school students, allows the university to admit non-white students who are less qualified than her. However, the Texas policy is following the guidelines handed down in the Crutter versus Bollinger decision of 2003, which allowed universities to consider race as a factor in admissions so long as it was not the deciding factor. Nevertheless, Ms. Fisher contends that she was denied admission to the University of Texas solely because of her race. Hence, this is the question that will be decided by the Supreme Court in this case. When we look at the changes to the court since Crutter versus Bollinger, with the Bush appointees John Roberts and Samuel Alito, both passionate opponents of race-based remedies, and Sandra Day O'Connor, who wrote the opinion in Grutter, retired, we might well witness the death of affirmative action. The High Court giveth, and the High Court taketh away. That's why it matters who is appointing the justices. From New York City, this is Playthal Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.